We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Y'all Gaming, the only podcast on the internet that asks if y'all are gaming. Sorry about the wait. We had an issue with the stream key. If you guys remember the data breach, a lot of people changed their stream key, and prediction was one of them. So we had to scramble to get that fixed. But we're here now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Coney, joined by TK, who just got off of another Nickelodeon binge. That's our first topic for today. So we could keep talking
also,
about it. Pretty good.
I forgot to tag you, so you're going to have to drop that retweet regardless.
Going to find me. Yeah, I found it. All Metroid right. Dead.
So, yeah, Metroid Dead, boys.
That's funny.
So, yeah, man, the Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl, bro, like, the first time we played it, we thought it was pretty bad, like, for, like, the first hour, and then, I don't know, it just clicked, and then it was really fun, and now it's clicking even more, and now it's really fun and competitive. There's definitely some balance changes that need to happen in there, mostly for, like, just to take out some of the super busted stuff, right. But I feel like characters should be able to keep their general, like, play style. Like, I think Oblina should still be trying to go for the thing she's going for. She just shouldn't have an 18-frame dare. Like, you know?
Right.
Maybe like an 8-frame, maybe even like, you know, cut it in half, maybe, like, so people actually have to aim it. But, you know, the play style is whatever. It's just the how easy it is to do it is the issue.
Yeah, I did see that they're working on some of the things in the game. Like Michelangelo neutral air is not going to exist as it is now. Aang neutral air is getting sort of scrapped. The developers have been very vocal that they're going to fix the infinites first, and then they're going to worry about balance. They're going to give it a little bit more time. But I do think they're on a bit of a time crunch, because I think that people are going to... I don't know what the player base is like over time, but I would imagine that people are going to sort of lose interest if the people, like, as casuals get better at exploiting the broken stuff, it just means that it's going to be less and less fun for the average person to go online and play. And there's a lot of that in this game.
Yeah, I think people are just going to get tired of getting janked out for, like, after trying so hard and stuff. Like, I've definitely lost a decent amount of matches where, like, I was making all these crazy plays and I got back thrown down air once and just died. And, so, like, yeah, I think, well, one thing that you always have to think about with fighting games is that casuals do not like losing in general. So casuals usually never stick with fighting games because there's stuff that you have to, like, learn that they just don't want to learn.
Right.
So therefore, like, they're like, all right, this game's too hard. I'm out. Right. This game has that tenfold because even if you learn it, you're still probably going to get hit by it. So it's just. I don't know. That will definitely start turning people off sooner than later. So you're definitely on a time crunch to fix some things and make it a little more fun or a little less dead or brain dead for some characters so that other people can still have some fun. But overall, like, it's still a very fun game.
I think it just, you've got the issue of, like, it's very fun to do the fun, silly things, but it sort of wears off over time. And it's a race of how fun is it for you to Oblina down air 5 times in a row on somebody, and how fun is it for you to get Michelangelo neutral aired and to jab off the stage 5 times? Like, you're trying to do your really funny, silly one thing, and the opponent's trying to do the same thing. And it's fun for a while, but I'm not sure how long it'll last in terms of, like, over time. They've got to, and like, they've got other characters to patch it up to sort of renew interest. New characters are coming. Obviously, there's the two new characters that were supposed to be a secret that everybody knows about, and then there's also DLC that was supposed to be a secret and everybody knows about. So there's a few different things on the horizon, but I'm wondering how it's going to do competitively, though, because, like, pretty much everybody that I've seen that's taken to it has been into Melee. There have been some Ultimate people. Obviously, Void is the big one. Kirby Kid has been doing a lot with the game, surprisingly. But, like, a lot of the Ultimate players aren't really as into it, at least not from, like, a... I don't know. What I've heard from Ultimate players is they just don't like the way it looks.
Yeah, but who cares? Like, I mean, like, honestly, the thing is, though, it looks better than what it originally looked like, because I feel like when we were seeing all the showcases and stuff, I thought this game was, like, extra ugly.
Thought it was gross.
And now it's just, like, minimal ugly. You know, like, there's definitely some... it's still not the prettiest game by any stretch of the word, but it's definitely functional. There's some character... but, like, you know, I guess the way that some of the characters look, like, I think Danny looks a little weird. I think Aang's taunt looks weird. Stuff like that. But
sure.
For the most part, like, it looks fine. You know, it looks much better than what it originally looked like.
Yeah. It looked way worse when you weren't playing it for some reason. Once you're into the game, like, if you break it down into individual moves and, like, single things like they did in the showcases, then it looks crappy. But if you, like... if you see it in action, as things are flying, as the game's going crazy, then it looks way better. So, I don't know. I'm a fan of it. There's a lot more to learn, but I just worry that it's a little bit too shallow, at least for how strong some of the simple stuff is. I watched Juicebox where Thunders won last week, and then I fought nothing but, like, 80 shield-grabbing Leonardos just over and over and over. And it was pretty effective until I figured out how to beat it. And I feel like they're going to keep doing that, is, like, finding a really simple strategy that works at pretty much any level.
Yeah. So, I mean, just overall, though, I feel like that's a weird complaint to have. Like, I mean, not being visually interested in the game is, like, it's happened to me before. But if the game is still fun, then usually I can look past it. Like, I'm always, like, the gameplay is always the most important part to me. And if the game looked visually great, you know, but the gameplay was mad boring, I wouldn't play. That's not for me.
So the next thing we were going to talk about was sort of what it's like in terms of developer support. Because, like, obviously the devs have said that this is a big deal for them. They said PM is their favorite Smash game. They're big into PM. They really want to do this. So, like, let's say you're one of the devs. You've had a good start to the game. What do you do now? Because, like... how quickly do you make updates? Because now it's like it's actually kind of precise, because you got to make updates quickly, but also not change the fundamental core of the game that everybody loved, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, because obviously people definitely love... I think people, like, love the Mash Fest of the game. I think the Mash Fest
should just be
a little harder to do, because some of the Mash Fest ends up being like, oh, I mashed one button. I can mash one button pretty much the entire game, and if it hits... then I can win.
Right.
And that type of mashing is not fun. I feel like after getting the hit and being able to mash on people for combos, fine. But just being able to mash, like, through neutral, and then even if you, like, get blocked, you're still at some level of advantage, that's not fine. So I think it's one of those situations where we're kind of, like, the same way with Brawl Minus. When Brawl Minus, when it first came out, was super busted, and everyone loved it because it was like everything is busted, right?
Right.
And then one day, the team behind it decided, well, let's balance it, right? So then they started making Brawl Minus a balanced game by, like, toning down the brokenness, and that was stupid because the whole point of the game was to be broken. So, like, this game feels like its whole point is to, like, you know, be able to just be play super aggressive and mashing whatever. You can do that, but you can refine it so that it's not brain dead. Like, you can still leave that in and make it, you know, make it fun and make it fun for everybody instead of just, like, whoever's playing Leo or Mikey or anything like that.
what do you think is the key, though? Because, like, for some characters, it's, like, I think all you have to do is make some of Patrick's moves faster, period. I think that's all it is. Not his normals, but his specials. That's pretty simple. You probably just need to adjust some grab stuff sort of across the board, because grabs are, like, I remember thinking they were super weak, but now I feel like they're just, like, I don't know. That's all I'm seeing from people. People are figuring out how to chain them together. Now people are doing air grabs, like, off stage into aerial, like, more. It's actually kind of crazy. So, like, what more?
I just think that, like, moves that are chaining into themselves need to either have, like, a DI multiplier on them or just easily, more easily DI-able. So, like, if you don't DI, you should still be getting hit by whatever that thing is. But if, like, I'm actually DIing to get out, then I should be able to get out by, like, after, like, one or you know, two hits or whatever. And that seems like the best course of action, especially for stuff like, it's mostly the down airs, I think, that are the harder things to get through, because down airs, I mean, it's sending down, and then the opponent is following you down as well. So it's like, how do you get out of that situation?
You can just spam
getting
it.
Double dunked. Yeah. With, like, people like Aang can do it. Obviously, Oblina can do it. Leo can do it. Like, it's just,
SpongeBob,
anybody with those
yeah.
down airs like that, they're hard to get out of. Like, the ones that are going to kill you. Korra can do it too, but, like, hers air bends, so she actually doesn't send you down that far. Hers is good for combos. But, like, for the people who are actually sending down for kills, like SpongeBob, who would just jump off stage and hit you four times, like, that ends up not being fun.
Do you think, at least for me, I just feel like they need to, like, make it you do it one time. Because that's how it is in Smash, right? You get one shot at a spike, and spikes usually take a while. Think about something like Rob or Wolf or something. You get one shot when you go off stage, and either you get it or you don't.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fun going for it over and over, but I also feel like it's not fun to get hit by, right?
Nah, I don't even know how it's fun to do that. Like, it doesn't feel like, you don't feel like you're out. Well,
it feels powerful.
I assume that people, like, who only care about the win are loving that. But when I win, I want to feel like I won because I outplayed you, like, mentally. Not like, oh, haha, I'm cheesing you. Like, I want you to know that I am smarter than you. Like, that's how I want to feel. So, and I just don't think I can feel that way when I'm, like, just sitting around waiting for a back throw so I can down air you five times to death.
Well, some people, it's all about winning, I guess. It is kind of weird, though, because I feel like I would rather, like, you know, I'd rather have fun with it, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do. I think some things, like the Michelangelo neutral air that doesn't send you anywhere, I look at that and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
like, the fact you don't move anywhere at all and you could just get hit over and over, that's a little crazy.
And his jab is super strong too, so you just end up like, you just up throw neutral air to the edge and then jab one time and it's like, all right, now you're trying to recover, here's another jab, you're gone. Like, that's it.
It's funny that Michelangelo ended up being one of the lamest characters in the game. He's supposed to be like the party guy, he's supposed to be super cool, and he's just like totally lame. More than any other character. Like, to the point where...
Leo's lamer still.
No.
Leo's still lamer.
No, I don't
Leo
think so.
Is still lamer, bro. Like, after seeing the back throw to down tilt spiking...
That is a little crazy.
Absolutely insane. And then on top of that, like, just having the longest hitboxes in the game that are, like, really hard to contest if you're not someone else who... I feel like the only person who really has the range to contest that, and I'm not even sure yet, I have to go test this out, is Lincoln Loud.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Maybe. It doesn't make sense to me. I've seen one Lincoln that was decent. That's the only one that I've seen.
I think Send is playing Lincoln, but I've never actually sat into a stream to watch it.
Why?
It's a yo-yo, bro. Like,
that's
I don't know.
Weird. What?
It's for the memes. You know, everyone's like, Lincoln's just Ness, even though they're not remotely similar, but,
I guess. Okay, that's really weird. Elegant also plays Lincoln? What?
I don't see that. Like, Elegant...
What are you That's talking not,
Lincoln
about?
Doesn't seem like it, Lincoln doesn't seem like a character that you can just unga bunga the way that he does that with Lil Luigi. So I definitely don't see that.
That's stupid. All right. Well, I don't know. That's strange. I'm just going to judge them. I just don't like they're not even close those characters to their actual characters. I don't know. That's very strange because I feel like there's so many characters in this game. Why would you just go
he
with
saw,
Lincoln
saw the
Loud?
Whole- He saw the holding of the yo-yo. He was like, yo, that's Ness's down smash.
There's so many better characters. Elegant feels more like a Lucy player. No. Elegant's a
Reptar player, bro.
Yeah. Elegant's kind of
a
Reptar masher.
Player, bro.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see that.
He needs to be able to mash out an armored option. So every time he gets hit, he's just smashing down B to get that air grab or the air bite. Just get off of me, bro.
I could see him playing Nigel, just mashing the hell out of that. I could definitely see that, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm interested to see how the game develops because I'm a little concerned about some of the stuff in it in terms of the long term. But obviously, they're going to keep working on it. They're going to keep fixing it. And they put in a lot of stuff for it. 10K at SmashCon now for the prize pool, which is kind of nuts.
Definitely insane. So, and I'm not, and like the I don't know if you looked at the layout. Well, you're not commentating, but the layout of the event is like Nick All Stars Brawl is like in a small corner.
Oh, really?
Kind of, because like Ultimate has like a whole room, and then like when you walk out that room to the left and the right is like Nick All Stars Brawl, and then like on the other side is like Wii U, and I'm like,
oh God.
This game has 10K. I feel like it should be flipped almost.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's probably much bigger when I actually go there because I've never been to this venue. It's at the apparently the Summer Games Done Quick or the Awesome Games Done Quick.
It's in Herndon, and I'm like, right? All right, or whatever.
Something like that. I don't know. I know I'm flying into Dulles. I don't know how far it is from there. So
sure, gotcha.
But it, yeah, like I feel like 10K is a lot, and that's also super cool to see a game get a large pop bonus like that. I think the only other time we've seen that is obviously for Summits for Smash, and then Rivals sometimes does some pretty good pop bonuses too.
Sure.
And then of course Brawlhalla is just they're just milking money, but no one's playing that game from the Smash community at least.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. It's a cool thing to see. I wonder how long they're going to keep it up in terms of like continuing that push for, you know, just sort of marketing purposes, I guess. Just sort of giving back to the community. I think that's being funded by Game Mill, who, you know, I can't imagine it's a crazy big company. So I wonder
that's
how
first time
long
I heard of
them,
so.
Do this. Yeah, they made Cruise and Blast, I think, or whatever it is. So, something like that. I couldn't say, but.
Okay, well, they made a decent amount of games for cartoons and stuff. I see Nickelodeon, Kart Racers, G.I. Joe Operations, Nickelodeon Brawl, Cartoon Network, Battle Crashers.
Yeah, I think they make shovelware. I think it's kind of shovelware.
There's a lot of shovelware here. So yeah. Cobra Kai, The Karate Kid, not really a single game in here that I'm like, oh, I played that. Cruisin' Blast is there. Country Dance.
Ooh, Country Dance.
The two-step the game? Like, that's
kind of nice. That is a good point, though. Yeah, MetaFi also stepped in because MetaFi's been doing a lot of promotion and things like that. Yeah, so MetaFi also putting in for it, but... I don't know. I'm interested to see how long it goes, because obviously the game is somewhat just riding on the hype wave right now of the IP and the interest of the thing. I want to know how quickly, like, how much the DLC will push it, because Smash was sort of sustained by its DLC over time. The new character,
and I
kind of
don't like
horizon.
That. I don't like that because
it's unreliable.
What's gonna not even because it's unreliable. It's just annoying because, like, now that DLC is done, people are already talking about Ultimate like it's about to go out the window.
Right.
And it's like, dude, the other game that we play of Smash is a 21-year-old game. Like, and those people are still loving it. Why can't you guys just love the game? Like, once we get the final patch, that to me, I feel like that's when the game truly, like, begins. Like, this is the this is what we get. This is everything. We have to learn how to play around anything for better or for worse, right? But for some reason, Smash players since, like, Ultimate, or I guess since Brawl, really, because, like, Brawl even had its changes with people modding it.
A little bit,
Like, it's just, ever since then, people are just like, if there's no more changes left, then, like, I'm done with the game. And I think that's really fucking annoying to see. But at the same time, it's also been annoying seeing people trying to, like, make this Nick Brawl game the ultimate killer, the Smash killer or whatever.
Right.
Like, when it could just coexist, like, every other platform fighter that we play during things. Rivals has been in almost every tournament that Smash has, like, a large, you know, like, a large showing at. So Genesis and stuff like that, you're gonna have 64, you're gonna have Rivals, you're gonna have Smash, all that good stuff. But for some reason, like, no one's calling that the Smash killer, but anytime a new one comes out, the Smash killer. Like, okay, buddy, nothing's killing Smash. It's literally impossible.
I don't know why everybody's so obsessed with doing it anyway. Usually, like, if like a YouTuber or something says it, it's one thing, right? Because, like, they're clearly they're trying to play into it to get some attention, whatever. Or, and then maybe they're being tongue-in-cheek. When random people who are, like, invested into it say stuff like that, it's like, why do you care so much? Who gives a shit, you know? It's very strange.
Like, you were, like, especially for, like, you're not even going to tournaments in the first place, so why does it matter to you? Like, do you think this game's going to kill Smash? For who? Like, for who,
not for either of us. Like, well, not for you or me, person asking this question. I don't know why I think people are just really hoping that somebody will come and, like, replace Nintendo in that space. Like, holding the big platform fighter game. I think that's the hope, but that's not going to happen.
I feel like the thing is now, even though that Ultimate, like, was, you know, such a huge undertaking for Sakurai, Nintendo, and all that good stuff, and Sakurai is going to bow out of Smash now. One, please make another Kid Icarus Uprising or port it or something like that. Love that game. Very fun. But outside of that, Smash is never going to be off of the... You don't ever even play Kid Icarus.
No.
So shut up. Anyway, like, so Smash will never die. Smash will literally never die. Like, they can... Someone can pick that up and then make Smash... Smash Brothers New World or something like that, and where they start over and have only 12 characters and everyone's gonna buy it.
I hope so. After all of this, I hope that they do that. Like, we've talked about this a million times before, that this is,
I mean,
like,
it's time. We do need some overhauls. There's so much, like, there's so much to pull from now with like flagship characters. I do think that I do think that if they do use new IPs, Fox and Falco are gone, bro. Like,
right,
and maybe Falcon too. Like, if they just really want to push the point home that we're not using these characters anymore. Oh man,
that's actually a really good point. Like, Fox is gone, Falcon's gone, Falco is gone, Ness is gone. Like, you're gonna have to cut a lot of people, and it means that you're gonna put a lot of new weird people in their space. Right? I don't know. Well, I don't know, because how many new Nintendo IPs are there? There's not that many.
They have, so we have, like, new Mario, got new Link, new Metroid, that's nice. Bayonetta is back. Splatoon.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you could pick more
Wario
stuff.
WarioWare.
You could pick more, You could pick more stuff from Zelda, too, because, like, there hasn't been a new Zelda character since, what, Melee? No, since Brawl, Toon Link. So, damn, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Zelda in itself could be a whole fighter. Like, the same way that they did Hyrule Warriors. Like, take that same thing and turn it into a fighting game. But Yeah, no, I don't know, man. Like, there's definitely stuff to pull from. It just feels like there's not as many. So it would be like a lot like Smash, you know, Smash 64. There's only so many IPs there.
Sure.
You obviously have new Pokemon to work with as well. Does Donkey Kong have anything new?
I mean, he's got not really. I mean, like, Cranky was a player. You could play as Cranky or Funky, but it's like all the same stuff. There's not really
more Fire Emblem characters. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's definitely stuff to pull from. I just, I definitely would like to see an overhaul though. And if they do decide to bring Fire Emblem characters in and they bring them in by like the, you know, by like a large margin, please give us different weapons. Like you have the sword, like you have the axe, stuff. You have the spear, like just do anything, bro. Like besides a bunch of swordsmen coming in.
I wonder if there's going to be a huge difference in how it plays, too. Because I feel like you can't just put out another Smash game after Ultimate if you're going to cut all these people. You got to change something fundamental about the game. And I don't know what that is, because, like, it, you know, Nintendo, they famously, they don't put out a new version of a game unless they have, like, a cool idea or a gimmick or something to go along with it. So I feel like if you're going to put out a Smash game, you got to change it, but I don't know what it is. Like, maybe take a team's approach, like a 2v2 kind of deal, and then it's like one person controlling two characters, almost like a KOF. I mean, there are a lot of cool ideas that I think are in Nick All-Star. Like, Teetering is one that
Kidzilla said. So
I love Teetering.
I love Teetering.
Teetering is an excellent thing to put into the game. It's really smart. I actually am in love with pressing jump to go down on platforms. I love it now. I hated it at first. But I love it.
It took a bit.
It's so good now because, like, there's no ambiguity when you go down.
I think that that was something like, well, once I saw Max tweet about the shield dropping of just actually holding shield and then hitting down X, and like now I pretty much do that exclusively to get through platforms, and it's wonderful.
There's just so much stuff that they could pull from and grab, and I think that, like, I haven't done much with the strafe button, but I think it's a cool idea, and I really like that this Nickelodeon game is at least, like, bringing new ideas to the table, right? Even if they don't last very long, or even if they're not picked up in the you know, general Smash sort of game, I want to see if Nintendo sort of picks up on any of that, because it could be argued that they grabbed a lot of inspiration from Project M with some things. Because I saw Nintendo? Some of those characters. Yes, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw some of the similarities. They weren't slick.
Yeah, no. Sakurai was definitely in the dark room in his back office. Like, damn, this is really good.
yep.
just like they modded my game and it's actually pretty fun. Like, oh
damn,
no.
Dash attack on DK is a roll. Why didn't we do that? He's had a roll forever. All right, make it a roll. Whatever.
Yeah, man, now, you know, that is actually kind of a funny, like, why was he doing that kick? I've never seen that. Like,
I've never seen him do a kick before. I've never seen Donkey Kong
not
do
like that.
That
kicking through your door, like,
just that huge foot. I don't know why he did that, but yeah, kind of strange. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens to Nickelodeon. I'm sort of keeping my eye on it. More people are, you know, still into it, still playing it. I haven't had a chance to play it much myself lately. I'm probably going to play it more tonight, although I might play Back for Blood. I don't know, because that just released, too. There's so many good games, dude.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm still trying to figure out when I can slot Far Cry in here. That might actually be an offline game, because I don't see it. I don't see it right now. So, our last topic, though, was Dread. I don't know if you played it. I have not played it, but I've watched a decent amount of it.
It's good!
It looks very good.
I beat it!
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's good. People are I think the most interesting thing about Dread are the people getting filtered out. There are so many people that are saying this is impossible. It's so hard. It's so difficult. It's kind of a horror game, which is kind of weird. Like, Metroid games have always been somewhat atmospheric and, you know, sort of isolated and no dialogue and you're alone and it's scary. But this is the first one that they actually take, like, survival horror game elements. It's very good. I did beat it. I got a little pissed off at certain points that are like, so the first like 80% of the game is awesome in terms of like the direction it gives you. It's very good at sort of intuitively sending you in the right direction to progress. And then in the last like 20%, I don't know what it is, in the last like ending part, something goes off the rails and it is so much harder to know where you need to go. And that's like the classic Metroid, where you have the whole map in front of you. You're like, I have no idea where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, that's why. That's probably why I've never actually beaten those games, because I hate being lost, and it feels like it's way
easier to get lost. There's a lot of that.
And then it's just like, oh man, you didn't see how this one pixel was a little different than the others in this room. You had to shoot it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's something that you get in Metroid later on in Dread that does help you a little bit with that, but there's still like, I don't know. I was constantly wondering if I was going the right way in the last like third or fourth of the game, maybe even fifth. Like, it's not a big deal until the end. And God help you if you stop playing for a little bit, because I put it down for 2 days and I came back and I was totally lost. Like, there's no, there's nothing really to point you in the right direction. There is a log of like what you got last in terms of powers. So you could say, oh, I have this power now. Let me go find blocks that sort of go to this. But there are a few things at the end that are very cryptic. And I hate that, because I would rather, I don't know. I understand the point that people don't want to have their handheld and they don't want like a big X on the map telling you where to go. But like, I'm not trying to waste my time running around corridors for an hour to eventually find the block that breaks. And that's always sort of been a Metroid thing. I played Super Metroid last year and I had the same problem where it was just like, it's fun until it isn't. But I'm starting to feel more and more like, I felt this way before, but like, Metroid is very much like it's a very cult niche fan base. And I think that other games will do what Metroid does, but more accessible. And I like those more than Metroid, which is actually a little bit more like hardcore, I would think.
How long is it?
Pretty short. 6.5 hours, I think, is what I clocked it at.
Not bad.
I mean, it's fine. I didn't unlock everything. And you know me, I'm not like, $60 for a very good 7-hour game is fine with me. I'm totally okay with that. So, but I know some people will complain about the length, although I haven't seen that at all. Like,
yeah, I mean, because I feel like that seems like one of those games that will have replayability just because you have not found anything. And so you're going to want to like try to do that, or you're a speedrunner. So,
right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of collectibles you can get, you can upgrade and whatever, but like, I'm also like, why would I do that when I beat the game? Why do I need more missiles? Why do I need to power this up? You know what I mean? It's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's fine. It's good. I liked it a lot. I beat it. I'll probably continue like searching for stuff, because that's fun, going around the map and unlocking everything and opening stuff up. But I don't know. I'm wondering how it's going to do sales-wise. I think it's already doing amazing. I mean, the Switch install base is huge. I just know that it's been a big question about, you know, Metroid games historically do not sell at all. This is a labor of love for Nintendo.
Damn.
So, like, I read something the other day that said that Metroid Prime is the best-selling Metroid of all time, but it sold lower than the 16th best Zelda, which was Spirit Tracks. Like,
my lord.
I don't know if that's true, but I saw it in a tweet.
So, I feel like that's, I mean, it's probably true. Like, people love Zelda, bro. Nintendo fans love Zelda. It's a more easily digestible game when it comes to, you know, just picking it up and playing than Metroid has ever been. And even though Metroid is like, I mean, you do have that, as you said, you have that cult fan base of people who really love that style of like, needing to explore every nook and cranny and secret and stuff to kind of progress stuff. But Zelda, you don't really get that. They kind of handhold you, to be honest. Like, you know, it's really hard to get lost in Zelda's, maybe within a dungeon, but like, they'll tell you where to go next. So, yeah.
Yeah. They try to make it a lot more accessible and like open, but yep. But that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Y'all Gaming. I would definitely recommend Metroid Dread if you guys get the chance. Now I got 5 other games to play. I got Monkey Ball sitting right in front of me. I'm trying to decide. So tonight I'm streaming. I'm like, do I play Monkey Ball? Do I play Back for Blood? Do I play Nickelodeon? Because I kind of want
to
play them all.
Put it up to a poll, bro.
Because I don't like polls on streams, because people don't like you. I don't like it because then people don't get what they want and they complain about it. And the last thing I want.
I meant polls on Twitter. You don't do
that
either?
That's even worse. Because they're not showing up. People on Twitter just vote and then don't do anything. It's not true. The last thing I want is my chat to feel like they have agency over what I play, because that's annoying, because then they just tell you what to do all the time. No thanks. Yeah. I'm making my decisions. I might do Monkey Ball. I don't know. I'm figuring it out. But
he'll figure it out, boys.
I'll figure something out. But thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all Gaming is over for today, but you guys can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, any place that you can find podcastings. You guys know how that stuff works. I don't, because I don't listen to podcasts. But if you do, you know what to do. I think you're about to go stream, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go back in like another like 20-ish minutes. I'm going to take a small break. But yeah, I'll get back on, play for a little bit before I go to the local. And then no Nick All-Stars Brawl at this local, though, unfortunately, because I think I don't know, man. I feel like I'm hitting the top three. I'm going to hit at least one Nick All-Stars Brawl tournament to see how it goes.
Dude, I want to play it tonight. I wish there was a tournament tonight. I was looking online for like an online tournament, but maybe I'll enter the HBox tournament tomorrow. I have an idea.
I just like watching those. I'm just gonna commentate it.
Yeah, I might.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, I asked HBox for, you know, I was like, hey, can I stream top 8? He's like, I don't think. Or I was like, can I stream it? He's like, no, I don't think so. And then before top 8, he's like, yeah, sure. I was like, thank you, brother. So maybe I'll do that too. I don't know, but
wow, right. That.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Man, it's like the rich get richer out here.
Well, he said it was a Liquid thing. It wasn't him. Not his decision. It's like Liquid hosts it.
Yeah. No, all right.
Probably. I mean, maybe. Who knows? But anyway, that's going to do it for Y'all Gaming. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.